Okay, so I think it's about high time that we moved on to JP Nicholas.
Is Mo back yet?
Oh, do we have to?
We do. Gotta cover them all. We're contractually obligated.
Porcupine, it's great to finally meet you. I'm the fox from across those tall stalks looking to be about. But Porcupine has never met a thing from the night it wouldn't bite. Oh, what a sight, so wise to walk away. Invitations fly from the fox who mocks his prey with words of admiration, hoping to meet someday.
This is a mess. It's such a mess. I'm so sorry, but it's a
Listen,
mess.
When the bass line starts, like the first like 2 seconds of the bass line is great.
Yeah, 2 seconds.
And then it goes to finish the riff. And then the finish of the riff is like already like it's a problem, you know?
There are rhythm issues all over this thing. I can hear what's intended, but the song is just all over the place in a bad way. And I'm wondering if it is no sense of rhythm or if it's a latency issue. I would prefer to think that it's the latter and that there's some sort of a latency issue where this guy is playing it in time and the software is just not correcting for that, because it is. It's completely just all over the place. The soloing actually was fairly solid, but it's so buried in the mix that you can barely hear it. And this does not pass what I would call the friend test, which is if I play the song in front of my friends, there are two good things that can happen. One, they don't notice it. Two, they do notice it, but they ask who it is because they like it. Or there's the other part of the friend test when it fails, which is, what the hell are you listening to? This would get a what the hell are you listening to?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Yeah, this is one of the worst ones of the round.
Yeah, the rhythm.
Well, let's
go ahead, Ryan.
Let's say something nice about it.
Please.
What he's aiming for is not bad. And some of that guitar work is impressive. And if the guitar work were a little cleaner in some of those parts, the riff parts, it would be pretty cool. But I think you're right. You know, the messiness of it and the lack of polish really, really detracts. And some of these mixing choices and stuff were like that distorted guitar way in the background. So strange. But
it sounds like static. It's like, oh, that's a guitar.
Yeah.
And then the vocal delivery is kind of unconfident. And also not great. And that's always a problem. But also then the mix of the vocal track, what's up with that?
Well, it sounded to me, I mean, it's entirely possible that I'm talking about my, actually I am talking about my butt, but that's neither here nor there, is that it sounds like he was recording the vocal really late at night in a house where he couldn't be loud.
Yeah. Okay,
oh, so
yeah.
This could be like an Octothorpe Is It Cold situation, like where Spud of Octothorpe recorded the song Is It Cold, where he was trying not to wake up his family, but on top of it, he could not hear the music. He had to guess where the music was as he delivered his vocal based on what it looked like. Maybe that is what is going on here, and that's why the rhythm is so completely off.
Finally, we get a description of why there was an unpolished Octothorpe track. Finally, we get some reason for that.
It's one of my favorites, though.
That's going to be the next liner note if they ever get around to making an album again. You know how they love to take like people talking shit about them and putting it in their liner notes.
In the liner notes,
it's going to be on there.
They did that on their first album, yeah.
But yeah, it sounds like he was right on top of the mic and trying not to be loud, and then as a result, like overcompensated that by mixing it into like airplane levels.
We've said this before on the podcast. Fuck your neighbors. All right. Fuck your neighbors.
What have they ever done for you?
Yeah.
Outside of that one time they gave you all the lemons from their lemon tree and cooked you a pie and gave you some cookies and jumped your car when it was dead. Other than that, what have they done for you?
This is oddly specific, Mo.
Oh, but you know, he just needed more takes on those vocals. And
yes.
You know, they're bone dry, too, which doesn't help. And, you know, just maybe a little tuning here and there would have been sweet. One thing I did notice is that there are places that the lyrics sound pretty interesting. Like there's this line, doubles his rebuttal and he won't be subtle, which I thought was cool. There's another like marches in darkness in the midnight hours. So there's some good lyrical stuff. And I can't play, you know, gypsy jazz licks like he can do, which I thought was pretty impressive. It's just that the timing was just all
it's
over the place.
Exactly right. The ideas are there. It's just the execution that really, you can have an execution of a song be a little bit off and not have it ruin the enjoyment of the song. But this is not that. It's just, it's a mess. It's a hot mess.
Yep.
Yeah. Better than a cold mess.
Yes.